Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much. Well, joining me, thanks for staying with me. It's my pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. Nick Bibby is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Nick's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the principal of the Bibby Group, which is a franchise expert organization. He specializes in helping people get their franchises out of the box and out into the marketplace, and he also helps people who want franchises, helps them understand what it takes to acquire a franchise. And as I say, he's our good friend Nick Bibby. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, and once again, Happy New Year, Jim.
Happy New Year to you. Let's have a good 2009 together. What do you think?
I think we've been fortunate each year. I think that what you and I talked about just a moment ago regarding entrepreneurship in 2009 is going to be a little bit different story, though, don't you?
More different than I've ever seen it before. And one of my 2009 predictions that I'm going to talk about in the second half of the hour is that startups will not be as robust in 2009 as they have in past recessions, because for only one reason. Everything else that creates the supply of startups is in place right now. Unemployment's up, the economy's down, et cetera, et cetera. The thing that's missing this time in a way that I've never seen it before is the access to startup capital, which you and I both know comes 100%, virtually 100%, from the credit and the assets of the startup founder.
Well, I concur with you. Normally, and what I believe you're saying, just to amplify it again, is that normally when unemployment goes up, it's a wonderful time for entrepreneurship. People seek self-employment to replace.
I started my business in '89 after being downsized.
Okay. Yeah. Exactly. Today, with loss of 401k, loss of assets, and shrinking credit,
they've already done the second mortgage in their home, probably, which now is worth less than it was 2 years ago.
Jim, you know what? You this might knock you off your chair, but I'm kind of happy about this.
Really?
Yes, sir. And I'll tell you why.
Explain yourself, Nick.
I think that, speaking not only about entrepreneurship, but our country in general, we've had it too easy too long.
Mm-hmm.
I have never started a business in my life, and I've started at least a half a dozen. I have never started a business in my life where I have borrowed money.
Mm-hmm.
I have done everything, and I believe it's to be the American way, the real American way. Do it yourself. Start from scratch, shoestring something.
Grow it organically. The best capital is customer sales.
That's what I'm saying. And people look at me crazy today, and I am in the franchising business, but I often advise a client, if they're looking not to franchise their successful business, but to those clients who are looking to buy a business, I often advise them, don't buy a franchise. Mm-hmm. Why don't you go off and study this particular business? Why can't you start this sandwich business on the weekends with a cart?
Mm-hmm.
Why can't you go to festivals? Why can't
most people these days, though, don't want to start at that base level? They want to. You know, it's amazing how many people these days, you know, and it's been going on for a long time. A lot of people think that they, you know, I mean, I've had a lot of people to say, I want to start a business. When can I start taking money out of the business?
That's their first thought.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So I mean, I'm sorry. I am not against this downturn.
But you're a tough love kind of guy, though, Nick.
Huh?
You're a tough love kind of guy.
Well, it's honestly, I mean, I grew up that way, seeing my folks in business, and they were successful, but from the ground up. And I think it's a shame. You know, in the early days of Subway sandwiches, look at the number of people that bought franchises for their kids, and the kids would not come to work.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we've got to get back to some form of work ethic. So.
Well, one thing I think I do agree with you, not that I think that you know, not that I would want this to happen, but it has happened, and I do agree with you that one of the byproduct benefits of this recession is that at least one, maybe two generations of people under 40 years old are actually going to know what it's like to have everything reset on them and to go back to zero in some ways. You and I've been through it because we've been through multiple recessions in our lives, but the young people, there are plenty of people out there. There are people out there with kids in high school who've never been through what we're going through right now, Nick.
I hate to keep expanding this beyond the topic, but I'm sorry, but if I'm politically out of line, but it's the same idea to me as the draft. I mean, people have learned to have it so easy and not even give up 2, 3, 4 years for a country. Nature will always take its course. And entrepreneurship is no different.
So you're saying that any business worth having is worth deferring your gratification for?
I'm saying that anything worth having is worth working for.
Yeah, and I agree with you. But regardless, though, Nick, I think you and I are on the same page in a lot of ways here. But there is one thing, and this back to this debt thing. I know plenty of businesses that today, Nick, are leading their industry in what they do.
Mm-hmm.
But 15, 20 years ago, the business was started on a second mortgage and their credit card debt. And they didn't borrow millions of dollars, but they borrowed $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 on the credit card. They borrowed another $40,000 or $50,000 on their second mortgage. Today they're wealthy people because they were able to do that. But right now, that kind of access to capital is not there, and that's what's going to be different about this recession. And when we come back, I want to talk about I want you to help us learn how to get a franchise without borrowing money. I'd like to see what that looks like. Nick will do that right after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Nick Bibby is our guest. Stay with us.
Meet the masses. Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. We're having a great visit with our good friend Nick Bibby, who can be found all over my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, which is where you can find my blog, my knowledge base. You can subscribe to my free newsletter, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of good stuff there. I hope you'll check it out. Use it to your advantage. Nick Bibby is our guest, as I said. Nick, give us your website, please.
Last name, B-I-B-B-Y, Bibby, BibbyGroup.com.
BibbyGroup.com. They can find out more about what Nick does right there at that website. Nick, let's talk about the idea of being a franchisor, somebody who wants to start a franchise. Would you advise them against that right now, against launching that in 2009?
What I've found of late, within the last 12 to 18 months, is a very good thing. That is that franchisors, people who own successful businesses who are thinking of franchising that business, have become more discerning. Now, this might sound like smoke, but it's the absolute truth. I tell most people that call me about franchising their business not to do it. Mm-hmm. I never tell an entrepreneur or a business owner to franchise. I often advise against it for a number of reasons, which are unimportant right now. But what I find today that I think is important on this topic is that individual business owners thinking about franchising are stalling their decision. And that's an excellent, that's excellent news, because the average person, the average business should not be franchised. Any business can be franchised, but that doesn't mean that every business should be franchised. Mm-hmm. Today, because of the economy, people are moving a bit slower, which I think is wonderful. They're not rushing into franchise, because the devastation of the franchise industry wrought on franchisees buying bad brands or bad businesses, of which there are many, all begins with a person franchising a bad business.
Well, and also, we've had a lot of easy money available in the last few years, and that contributes to the offering of franchises that, as you say, shouldn't have happened, and it also promotes the ability for people to buy a franchise that they should never have bought, even if they bought the right kind of franchise.
This is true.
They just, because you can get the capital to buy a franchise, even if the franchise is a good one, doesn't mean you are a good prospect to do that. So we actually have come through a time when the availability of money put people in business who shouldn't have been, and now, unfortunately, Nick, we've the pendulum has swung back to where some people who should be franchising one side of the desk of the or the other aren't able to because of the lack of capital.
Well, I have a slightly different position on the franchisor side of the equation, and that is this. I have never believed that a franchisor or a person with a successful business who'd franchise without the capital coming out of the business to franchise the business. I've never believed that someone should borrow to franchise a business. If someone owns even a shoeshine shop, if you're not making enough money to support and capitalize the franchising of the business, you have no business doing it in the first
right.
place.
You're tough. Hey, well, what are the first signs, though? What are the first signs that a franchisor, in an economy like this, what are some of the signs that a franchisor isn't going to make it? It's people who maybe they already own a franchise, and you know, the franchisor now can't grow as much as they wanted to. Sales are down, so their royalties aren't as high, and so they're seeing what are the first signs of a chink in the armor?
Well, fortunately, and again, I just have some kind of a habit in my life of trying to see the good rather than the bad, but the good side of this is that the main reason that franchisors fail is that there is a hole in their business system, but they overlook it. For example, if you have a bookkeeping franchise, or if you're a bookkeeper and you want to franchise your business, you tend to overlook the fact that bookkeepers aren't salespeople. They're introverts, right? So you tend to just brush by that. Well, today what's happening is, because sales are so difficult as a franchisor, that you're forced to look at different ways of selling your franchise. Mm-hmm. Hopefully that finger points back at you saying, what's wrong with my system?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make any sense to you, what I just said?
Yeah, except the reality is, though, you could have a good system and the economy could not be anything wrong. There could be nothing wrong with you. It could just be the economy. Quickly, Nick, are you seeing the franchisors offering discounts, offering to do any kind of financing at this time?
Yes, sir, I am. What you just said is accurate. People are offering discounts on franchise fees. Some franchisors are even offering financing, internal franchising. Yeah, there are all kinds of for lack of a better word, new game plans.
Yeah.
And it's not unusual at all.
So if you're a franchisee prospect, this is maybe a good time to be negotiating hard for something like that. Don't be daunted because of the economy. Maybe just look for the franchise opportunities where the franchisor is motivated.
You got it.
BBGroup.com, right?
Yes.
Hey, thanks, Nick, for being here. Good job today. Nick Bibby, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back, I promise. We've got a lot more good stuff to get out of him in time. Quick break. Stay with me, 29 after these messages. Just you and me and my predictions.
Okay, it's fast, right? It's
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.